Welcome to another great episode of the 25 and Over Club. It's your boy, Billy the Bad Guy, and I'm in motherfucking LA. And I have two special guests with me, and I'm so excited to be here. And I got to give it up for Jacob and Amber from the Just Us podcast. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so happy that y'all here. Thank you for coming.
What's up, friend? Welcome to LA.
Yes, this has been needing to happen for a long time. I remember when we first like virtually met, now meeting in person, and I remember you from 2013. Me too.
That far.
Yes. Bitch, me too. I've been drinking. But you know what's crazy? I was just showing Wolf the video and he was like, oh, I remember that video. And I'm like, it just brought back so many memories of an era. 2013 was definitely an era. Gosh. So you were one of those people that helped set the trend of virtuality. I just made that up, but yes.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I'm really like an OG out here, y'all, you know what I'm saying?
You know?
Yeah. I appreciate it, though.
And Jacob, thank you for always supporting. When I was about to quit, you was always there giving me words and motivating me. You was like, don't let me get a first class ticket to whoop you into fucking shape. So thank you for that.
Yeah, of course.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you. You came a long way.
Thank you. And we about to have some fun. Y'all ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Excited. Yeah.
All right, so let's start this show with some ice motherfucking breakers. And I want to know who's more likely to do this, okay?
Okay.
Who's more likely to cry over a man?
Amber.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
It will. Yes.
What's your sign? That's
Leo.
Ooh, so you a little crazy too.
Mm-hmm. What's your sign?
Virgo.
Okay.
But I'm a Virgo, Leo, Scorpio.
So you right after me. I'm August 10th.
I'm August 31st.
Oh,
boom.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. But you already know my brother right here is a Virgo next to me.
Yeah.
You know.
And you know what my best friend KC... My best friend, KC, his birthday is August 31st. And she loves KC.
Yes.
Bitch, me too. Right. You looking at him in your story. What are you doing?
Oh, well, you going to meet him today.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do I look presentable?
You do.
Thank you. KC, do you love me? All right. The next one is, who is the most pettiest?
Amber.
Jacob, I don't do anything.
Excuse me.
I be really chilling.
No, she's petty. She is petty Betty. She will go ghost. She will go silent.
Now, I know Virgos got a big petty bone in their body.
Yes, but she's petty.
Amber,
what's the most petty thing you saw her do?
Oh, she when we got in our little argument. She made her mom unfollow me on Instagram.
I grabbed that phone, girl. Get him out of here.
And she know I love Miss Juanita, but her mom was still commenting on my picture. That was
right. Cool. She didn't want to unfollow, but I'm like, no, I'm gonna do it.
Hold on. It makes sense though.
Right.
I told my friend, I was like, why you still talk? She was like, he didn't do nothing to me. I said, bitch, unfollow the nigga. Okay.
And that's just that.
That's
right.
Just that. Mm-hmm. What's the pettiest thing you saw him do?
Oh, Jacob.
She can't think of nothing.
Let me see, because you've done some stuff. I can't think right now, but... Patty, what have you done? Okay, it's just, I just
when
can't
think of it, DM me. Let me know. All right. The next one is, who is most likely to get married first?
Oh, for sure.
Me.
Yeah.
You know, Virgos is true paradise, honestly. Like,
he's been single ever since I've known him, so I don't know how much paradise.
Actually, I was in one relationship. Well, you didn't like my ex-boyfriend.
It was over in the next month.
And you were only in one relationship since I've known you as well.
Oh, you're right. See, my shit be all over the place.
She be trying to come for me, and it declines every time.
Yo!
Insufficient funds, darling.
You're right. You got me.
Okay, well... And the next one is, and this is the backstory. So I was just with Wolf, and then yesterday we was eating vegan tacos. Mm. And then he going to say, I was telling him like, yeah, I had many threesomes in my life. He said like, with two niggas? I said, ooh, judgmental much? So my next question is, who's the first one? Who do you think will have a threesome first?
Me.
Okay. You agree?
Yeah.
Amber had a threesome before. You want to ask her about that experience?
Yes, Amber. Tell me.
Well, I had a threesome before, and it was with my dude and one of my friends. And a long story short, when he went to put it in from the back, I just started throwing up.
Amber.
Yeah, I started throwing up, so it was over. That was it.
What was the throw up about?
I don't know. It's like, but just me seeing him put it in her, and I guess I loved it so much. I just, it just came up.
That was God saying, no, like, break it up.
Right. And it was in my broke days. We was at a motel, so I threw up on a carpet. Oh my God.
Was there a charge fee for that?
I don't know. You know, motels, they don't care. They get the money up front. They take cash, whatever. They don't care. You smoking there. They don't give a damn.
I remember my younger days, because you know, your younger whole days is the most fun.
Exactly.
So I remember I went in the motel, and who cares about the condom wrapper underneath the bed?
You know?
Who care about the bed bugs? I was young, I was a young thot. I didn't know any better.
Right, exactly.
And it had mirrors on the ceiling, mirrors on the wall. I thought that was a life.
You didn't know any better. You just said bed bugs. What kind of Virgo are you? Because you know we don't do bugs.
You fake
bougie,
though.
No, I am super
bougie. Listen, I just don't do bugs. I don't even do ants.
Me either. But
you do bed bugs. What you talking about, Fred?
I don't do bed bugs. I just because you saw one, you just go like, and just hit it real quick. That's it.
I'm like, babe, we're gonna have to go fuck.
But
by the
I just thought I was at. I knew it wasn't 5-star at first. I knew something was wrong because it was a sneaky link. He came in, got me drunk. I said, okay. Again, I must have been 23, 24, 28. Who knows? But it was an age. And I was younger. And I was just like, you know what? This place look raggedy, but I'm about to fuck. And I did.
Hey, at least you got it in.
Yeah, I done got it in plenty of places.
Where's the craziest place you had sex?
Probably outside the car.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You too?
No, on a cliff. But I wasn't like right on the edge.
Cliffhanger.
Yeah, it was in Sacramento, right by the river.
Yeah. We was just on the fucking hill, the hills of LA. And I was just like, no, hold on now, Wolf. I ain't going no more.
You went to Runyon?
Runyon.
Runyon Canyon? What's that?
You work out and shit?
No, I'm not wanting to work out.
Oh.
See, my problem is, I see why people fuck their trainers, because the trainer costs too much money. And I was thinking about fucking my trainer.
My
I did tell him I'll suck his dick for a few dollars.
That is crazy. And I never take advantage of like trainers. I've had multiple trainers reach out to me via DM. I'm like, hey, let's do like a 7-day free trial. Like, I just want to train. And I'm like, okay, cool. And I just never do it. I think because I'm lazy. Now I feel like, hard. You know what? If I scan their page and they look worthy, maybe I will let them train me on a couple of things.
Yeah, like you train my body and I'll train my mouth.
Jesus. Yum, 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 yum. Oh, must be nice.
All right, so we're going to get into our single married situationship topic. And that's where we talk about our relationship, the dating life, and, you know, there's piss and feces and human remains in the dating pool. I want to know, are y'all single, married, relationship in the situationship?
You're single.
Single as hell.
Amen. And these niggas ain't shit.
They ain't.
And if I want a nigga to keep lying to me, I'll just ask my father.
I'm so done.
Let me say shout out to my father. The other day, I just got a phone call. Like, this is going to get serious for a second. I just heard that he was in a coma. And so, yeah. But shout out to him, because now, like, I hated him for so much of my life, but I pray he get well and get better.
Yeah, and I'm going to pray for him. Prayers to your father.
Yeah, thank you. But for some reason, I still make jokes out of it with my family. I'm like, well, the nigga ain't got no life insurance, so what the fuck am I going
to
get
out of it? But you know what? I feel like you probably make jokes about it, but it's not like you're doing that like to be rude. You're just doing it to make yourself feel light of the situation. Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Right?
For sure. But definitely, at first, it hit me really hard. And I was like, damn, like, my father? Right. Like, I hated this man for so much of my life. And I was like, if he died, I wouldn't care. But now it's just like, nigga. And I'm the only sibling. He has 17 kids. So I'm the only adult one that's in New York. Everybody else done moved out and everything.
17 kids.
So
wow.
They asking me like, so what you gonna do? Nigga, I don't know. Like, 17 children.
You got a lot of brothers and sisters.
I got 21 altogether because my mother has the other three.
Oh, wow.
Lord, that's a big family.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes. We were just talking about this, like, on our pod, like, I think a week ago, we were just talking about, like, how you don't see, like, big families anymore. Like, you know, you see the most of, like, 5, but you don't see, like, 7, 8. You know?
You want kids?
You know what's so funny? For the longest time, I'd be like, no. But I would be open to it.
Okay.
But not right now. I would have to have a couple of M's in a bank. Because I want to have general...
Couple of M's? Millions?
Couple of M's.
You're never having hits. No, I'm just playing, brother.
Oh,
I'm just playing.
You know what's so unfortunate about...
I'm just joking.
Hey, people that speak negative, they bring this. They manifest it for themselves.
Well, yeah.
So when I get them M's... And you need a loan?
Fred, it was a
you better call Tyrone.
Yeah. That hurt my feelings.
I'm just joking. No, I know she's fucking with me. No, I am going to have multiple M's. Hello. And we both will.
Yeah, exactly.
We all will. Yeah. And, you know, it doesn't have to be a couple of M's. I'm just being dramatic. But I do want to be very financially stable.
Facts.
And if I do have a child with somebody, I want to make sure that he is on the same level. Like, you know, we're on the same level as far as being ready to have a child, being financially stable, and just being on the same page. Even if I have to be a single father, I just want to make sure I have time.
I enjoy my single life and no kids right now. It's amazing to get up and go. Like, my child right now is my dog. So I'm like, fuck, let me find a babysitter. But imagine doing that with a child.
I don't even want a dog. So that's how I know I'm not ready for a child.
I surrendered my dog. It was too much. So I know I don't need any kids.
That's the thing. Because this bitch, then she started having her period. Bitch, you can't have your period here if you in here. You don't pay no rent. Having a period.
Do you put a diaper on her?
I do.
Okay, I'm sorry. I have to ask because my friend, she has a dog, and when her dog is on her period, she puts a pamper on it. I just hate the way it looks.
It looks bad.
It's so cringe. I'm like, ugh.
It looks bad. But one time I ran out of doggy diapers, so I went to the corner store and got Huggies.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to cut a hole in the back, put her little tail in it.
Aww.
And she survived. Shout out to my baby Sassy.
Y'all do what she gotta do.
Sassy.
Yes.
What kind of dog?
She a Yorkie.
Oh my God.
Yes.
They're cute.
Yeah,
pointless dog.
Pointless.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the
wait.
No, I don't like little dogs. I had a pit bull. You know, you gonna protect this house. Okay. That little dog running around, what you here for? You can't do nothing.
No, a dog is not pointless. Let me tell you, little Sassy.
And Fred, you gotta play your dog, so you don't even.
I sure listen. It did.
That's why she's so quick to say pointless.
I'll be telling Sassy, this is your new daddy. Like, I'll be trying daddy shop for her. Oh. And I'll be telling, like, you know, this is your stepdaughter. You got to take care of her. Like,
are you serious?
Right, it seems like it.
Yeah, no, for real. Like, one thing about my baby, we going to look for your daddy. Because this shit costs a lot. When I go on vacation, who going to watch my baby?
Right, who going to take us
to gonna go home? Yo, when I was with my ex, I used to be like, yeah, because your father's pissing me off. He talking about this. But he haven't paid child support in a while.
Oh. That poor dog has hurt it all.
She did. Poor baby. She in foster care right now because where I'm staying don't allow dogs. But until I find my new place, my baby's going to come right back home.
Aww.
Aww. All right. All right. So I have a single married situationship. The first topic is deal breaking, or is it deal breakers or nitpicking? So a deal breaker is a clear non-negotiable that will make a relationship unlikely to work out. A deal breaker can be anything from a bad habit to lack of something important in the relationship. Do you have any deal breakers or do you tend to nitpick?
I do have a deal breaker. One of the deal breakers I have is bad hygiene. Mm-hmm. And it's just consistent. Mm-hmm. I don't like when every time, like, I'm out and then you have this certain smell and it's like, okay, what's going on, babe? You know what I mean? I've talked to a guy before and I think he had, what is it called when your gums?
Halitosis.
Gingivitis.
Wait, I think he said it
right. Halitosis.
Yeah, halitosis.
Ding, 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 ding.
It's when you just have like permanent bad breath.
Yeah.
I just can't do it.
Permanent bad breath is crazy.
You know.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I can't because I'm not the type to hide my emotions. So if you're talking about, you go see like a stank face or I'm be like over here. And I love to kiss. So that is a deal breaker for me. That's very hard. So, so just hygiene. Just keep yourself up in hygiene. That's a deal breaker for me.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I don't really have deal breakers, but I nitpick.
What you nitpicking at?
I like for guys to hit me up. I like reassurance. I like consistency. You know?
Yes.
So when you don't do that, I'm like, oh, what are you doing? Where are you at? You didn't hit me up. And then they just always leave.
Text me back.
Right, text me back. I just had a guy the other day tell me he forgot to respond.
What do you mean you forgot
he
to respond?
He said he forgot to respond to me and then turned around and said, I was occupied when I opened the message. So I don't mean shit because I don't forget about nobody. I'm trying to.
Oh, you left that part. I'm not occupied.
Well, yeah, he said I was occupied when I opened it and just left it there. Oh. I was left on read for like 7 hours until I had to double text.
Now, when you text me back, I got to text you back 14 hours later because I let you know.
It's no response because you don't care about me.
Yeah.
You don't give a damn.
That's what I'm learning.
Okay, about. So Petty, Amber would turn on, I'm sure she turned on her red notifications so you can see that she read the message.
They stay on, they never off.
Oh, right. And then she doesn't reply.
Yeah.
On purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So he can
that's
see,
not,
like,
is
I
that
read
Petty
it.
Or is that playing fair?
Come
it's,
on now.
It's Petty.
He forgot about me. Like, you forgot?
Yeah.
And you fuck with me, you're not going to forget about me.
Exactly.
Well, no, you do deserve not to be forgetting about. Yeah. But she do be leaving people on red, though.
Absolutely.
But not your nigga. You don't leave a nigga on red.
Well, that's not her nigga,
you
though.
Can see everybody else, do, 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 do. But once that nigga texts, you run into the across the room to answer that phone.
Yeah, depending on who it is.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. my deal breaker, I used to be like infidelity. Did I say that right?
Yeah, so cheating, like, right?
Cheating. Mm-hmm. But I think it depends. Like, if we're new in a relationship, 1 or 2 years, no, because I can see my future. But let's say 20 years in, you cheated. I don't know. It depends. Did you emotionally cheat? Did you physically cheat? Mm-hmm. Physically is worse than me. Some people say emotionally cheating is worse. But it's just like, especially if we built too much together, I'm not going to just leave you right away. Beyonce didn't leave Jay-Z. And look, she's still calling that man her rock.
But that's her husband. This is not, you talk about a boyfriend. If you cheat on me one time, that's one and done. I don't care if it's one year or 6 months. Because when I choose you and you only, and I give you 110% because I don't half-ass anything I do, especially in a relationship. And I've been very vulnerable with you. I brought you around my friends. And I gave you my all, and then you're going to cheat on me. And you expect me to just...
a deal breaker.
And that's fine. I'll forgive you, and then we're going to break up and go because I know my worth. Mm. Right. And that's hard.
See,
in the past, maybe, but now, no.
Phew, you went in. You all right?
Yeah, I had a flashback.
Okay.
So then...
Yeah, I feel
you got cheated on before?
I have got cheated on
before. How did you
walk?
No. Oh, no. Oh. Please. I see you over here. no, but honestly, I have gotten cheated on before, and I really, really loved the person. Mm. And I went back with him. I forgave him. And then he cheated again.
Ooh, so it's a trigger for you.
And I loved him. Yeah. It was like my first boyfriend I ever had.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, I'm not,
When you cheat on me, I just feel like you affect me mentally because am I not good enough? Because I know when I give in my relationship, I give you my all. All your love language, quality time.
Come on.
I might have been a trick in my life.
For real, I love to give some gifts.
Yeah, I love
I'm the same.
It ain't tricking if you got it.
Hello.
I
love to get you
and
a trip.
And I like to see that reaction. They be so grateful and happy and just all over. Like,
Cause and I'll let you know this is not so your birthday or Valentine's Day. I can get you in something anytime in the motherfucking year.
Yeah, we getting in some shit on March 13th. That ain't
March 13th.
Yeah,
come on. And then maybe April 16th.
Come on.
That's
maybe
guilty.
August 6th before my birthday. Hello?
It's our birthday at this point. No, you know, it's so crazy. I feel like Leos and Virgos have that in common. Because I know how Amber is when she like she will pay for everything.
Yeah.
And I'm the same way, like with my ex-boyfriend who I still really love. We're not together, but we're good friends. When we first met, we met up in San Diego, and he likes the Bulls, so I customized him a hat, like a Bulls hat with his last name on the back.
Okay.
And I flew him out for my birthday. And I don't smoke weed. I buy all his weed. You know, it ain't tricking. So when I like somebody, I don't mind taking care of my man. But it's so crazy because I have a sugar daddy, so people expect, they'd be surprised when I say, right. They're surprised when I say that I'll pay for, like, somebody else.
Yo,
and don't let me get rich because he really gonna have everything.
Over. It's over.
When I got my last lawsuit, it was baby, what was going on? But when I was younger, and then he was a little younger than me. I think I was 27, and he was 21, and he was turning 21. And for his 21st birthday, I wrote him up 21 spliffs.
Come on. Wake up,
made some nice brunch for him or something. Right. He said he wanted to go to Greece, didn't have a passport, so I bought Greece to him. Hello? Like,
that's beautiful.
I know how I could get it. So for you to cheat on me with a hard on the eyes ass bitch, I got a problem.
Right.
Maybe that is a deal breaker for me, for sure.
Yeah. I'm gonna add that too.
Another deal breaker is maybe a little bit of substance abuse. You could smoke, you could do, you know, but you could do a little bit of that. But
it ain't work for you.
But when you start drinking and don't know how to handle your liquor, like my ex, we've been on so many trips, and most of our trips didn't end good because he would always get drunk, and then it become violent, and now we're fighting. And it was just like, bro, like, one, how can you put your hands on me? We're here on the vacation that I paid for, having a great time, and then now all of a sudden you want to get violent with me because you can't handle your liquor?
Oh, no, I don't play that at all. Yeah. Even with friendships, like, don't do that. Like, me and Amber go out all the time, we be drinking. When she's drunk, she just goofy and loud, and she be talking shit.
Yeah.
That's different. Then KC, your favorite, when he's drunk,
hey, KC,
he be so, like, ready to just be... He's so rowdy with people, unnecessarily, and I love my best friend, but I'm like, whether he gotta go home or I gotta go away from him, or we're gonna argue for sure.
Yo.
Like, because he can't, you know, not everybody can handle... Everybody is different when they're drunk.
Facts.
Some people are the same. Some people get rowdy. Some people are
Will he
goofy.
Be drunk tonight?
I don't know. It depends. What you finna do with him, friend? Y'all both Virgos. Y'all gonna be fighting over buying each other drinks. Ooh, not the tongue out. You better lick these
spoon. What's it tonight? He on top. Tonight I'm on the bottom. All right. Another one. Bad sex is a deal breaker. Like, I can't see myself fucking you for the rest of my life. And if you don't give me no chills, if I don't get SWV weak in my knees, I can't fuck you the rest of my life.
And let me say, I'm so cool with my ex. You know my ex.
Yes.
I'm so cool with him. Like, that's my dog. But I be trying to say, like, you know, could I be with him again? And it's like that era right there. No, because he tries to overcompensate with head. First of all, I don't like head. I like penetration. Don't put your tongue nowhere down there. Okay? And so he tried to overcompensate with that. And it's like, it's not giving what's supposed to give. But he just always busts so damn fast.
Are you a size queen?
Yeah, I like when they, I like the girth.
Okay.
I like girth.
Not the
sure.
length.
So,
length is cool too, but that girth just open it up and feel like you a virgin every time. Oh my God.
It was the eye roll just now.
Oh, for real, like I feel it. Oh, shit. So,
I can't, yeah. So, with your ex, let me just ask this. Is it because he busts quick? Like, he's always came
always,
quick?
Always.
The whole relationship?
The whole time. But then we didn't have sex a lot because we go on vacation. Like, we went to New York, went to Louisiana, and we don't even have sex on vacation. He's not a sexual person.
What? Oh, no, no, no. Yeah. What's his sign?
Yeah, that's my next question.
He's a Cancer, July 5th.
And we don't like that.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
That's crazy. I didn't know that about. Yeah. I would think because he was a, you know, dancer. That he...
No.
What you mean a dancer? Like a Marion or like
a... an exotic dancer.
A La Yatel. M-M-9-4.
Yeah, I used to be in a strip club real bad. I told y'all like a little trick every now and then. I was serious.
She's throwing $5,000 in a strip club. This girl is crazy.
I would really be in there throwing thousands.
Yep. Thousands?
Yep, for real.
Well, I could shake a little something.
Right. Okay, I got a couple of bills that need to be paid.
Oh, yeah, bad sex is a no for me. And I feel like my ex, like friend-wise, we was there, but the sex, like his dick was like big. Now in my big age, I appreciate a boyfriend-sized dick.
Okay.
Because not too big, not too small. Perfect in the hole. I don't, my hole don't lubricate perfect, you know?
Right.
No, you don't understand what I mean.
But you know what turns me on? Being able to teach a man what you like and then they take initiative and actually learn.
But I tried to teach and he was like, I know what I'm doing. Do you? Because now I have to go cheat.
No, but then that's when you have a conversation and you let him know, like, babe, you think you know what you're doing, but I'm not happy. I'm not coming and I'm not sexually turned on. I need you to do this because one of my number one turns on is getting my nipples licked. I don't want you to bite my nipples. I don't need you to suck on them. There's no milk. Yep. I need you to lick them, flick it with your tongue, or just lick it gently. I hate when a guy bites on my nipples. I do like, not. I'm gonna punch you in the face for real. So my ex, he used to love biting on my nipples because I have big areolas. Mm-hmm. I said, okay. I said, if you bite them again, you'll never have the satisfaction of licking.
Show them. Other people?
Absolutely. Well, maybe for a good check. These nipples are a blessing, darling. They deserve an offering.
Okay.
Yeah. But no. I just hate it. Like, don't bite them, just lick them. So I had a conversation and then he never bit them again. He licked them.
Because who bite nipples?
I like when men do that. Yeah.
Bite nipple? It's not a chocolate chip.
I've had men tell me that they like me to bite the nipple. That is crazy.
Some men like that. Like, I had guys tell me, like, to bite my... And they were, like harder.
A little nipple. A little. It's cute. You know, and then you lick around. But to a... No.
Yeah.
I'm not a dog chewing toy. We're not doing that nowadays.
Or when you make it out and they sucking on your lip. Yeah. It's like, give me back my lip.
Yeah. No, I do. You know what? I do like
come
that.
Come on, what you talking about? I like spit just dripping down.
No, I like spit.
You know what?
I just don't want my lips to be gone.
We used to ask this on the time on the show. Spit play or golden showers?
Spit play.
Spit for sure.
You like golden showers?
I might.
How you gonna gag to motherfucking spit, but you over here ready to pee?
I had a nigga pee on me in a shower. That's
in the shower.
It's warm.
Ooh, I cannot wait to tell Arsa first.
But it's in the shower. Like, it's warm.
It was in the shower.
Yeah.
You?
Yes. I'm shook. Take a shower together. He just pissed on my leg. I'm like, you stupid. How you got a booty.
Exactly. How I did it, I was in Miami, right? And And we had to be somewhere by a certain time. So knockout 2-for-1, we both took a shower together. Mm-hmm. He was like, I have to pee. And I was like, wait, just pee on me. And I got on my knees and I was like, pee on me.
Okay, that's a bit extreme.
Oh, baby, won't you? And he peed on me. And I didn't feel bad about it. It was just like, ooh, something I checked off my list.
It's something different. Yeah. Don't kind of feel bad about. I don't know why people take it that far.
You should try it.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? I will say this. There was a gentleman a long time ago. Well, really a gentleman, I guess. It was an older man a long time ago. This is when I first moved to LA and I needed some extra cash. And he would want me to come to his house. He would give me like some beer, and I would drink beer with him. And then after, he would want me to pee in a water bottle, and then he would drink the water bottle. So that was his that was his fetish, and I did do that before for a cute coin. I did. I have done that before. So
you that's the closest.
Yeah, of course. Well, he paid me. I don't care. Drink it. I'm not drinking it.
And then you kiss him after?
Absolutely not. There was no kissing. There was just me peeing in that bottle. And he was like, okay, pee on booty. Okay? It's probably still your home. What was I about to say? But no, that's probably the closest thing I've ever done to peeing.
Where did I sign up for this?
I want to pee in a bottle. It was Grindr a long time ago.
I want to pee in a bottle or two.
Right?
Yeah.
$500? Why not?
For a bottle?
Yes, my pee. Go ahead.
I'll drink water all motherfucking day and pee in a motherfucking bottle.
Hello?
Hello? I have that
pre-made. It's expensive in LA. I had to get what I got.
I have that bottle pre-made. And then I might sell it different ranges. Do you want me to pee in the Poland Spring bottle? Do you want me to pee in the essential water bottle?
Or the Fiji.
You want, in the Fiji water bottle? And what do you want me to drink that day? Do you want my liquor to pee?
It had to be warm and it had to be dark. Ooh, that was, dark. He wanted it warm and dark. Yeah. Yeah.
Was he
dark, so you would it was so
no, he would give me like Corona and Modelo.
Funky pig.
Yeah, it was Modelo and Corona.
Jacob, I just love you.
I just love you too. Don't touch me. That's what it was.
All right, and the last one for me is lack of emotional intimacy. Like, if you don't have that for me, I've been so many toxic relationships. I feel like I'm going through a thing today, reflecting, but I realized I need a nigga to be there for me because I'm working hard at work. I'm working hard on podcasting. So when I come home, I don't need to think about anybody else. Acts of service, be there. Say, how was your day? Mm-hmm. Think the next step ahead of me. I'm so dominant in all aspects of my life. I need you to say, yo, dinner's ready. This is what we're going to do. Man, just be ready.
Be beautiful. I ain't never had nothing like that.
Me either.
Yeah.
Damn. You?
He's like, I can't relate. I can't relate.
Jacob, please. Like, I just can't take it. Who are you today?
Oh, my God. You know what's so crazy?
No.
I literally went to another dimension, so I don't even know what you said. And that's one thing I hate about being a Virgo, because I'm always in my head.
And I get
it.
I was
literally having a conversation with somebody in my head right now.
Are you sitting right here?
Girl, I just spaced out. So I'm like over here like, oh my God. I don't even know what
That's crazy because the way you looked at me was like, yes.
I really don't even know what you said,
that's
friend.
Deep.
Well, I'm so sorry. I had a moment.
He's not there emotionally. You're not there emotionally supporting people.
No. I just,
How do you do that when people are telling you something serious?
You'll know because I'll give you that instant feedback, but I was just really somewhere else.
Okay.
But I'm back now.
Are you back now?
Okay. Welcome back.
You talking to later.
Thank you.
What the fuck?
So what I was saying, Jacob, is I need somebody to... Because I'm so dominant in all aspects of my life.
Okay.
We here still? Okay.
I'm here.
I need somebody to say, yo, you had a long day at a podcast. You had a long day at work. You had a long day doing this. Let me set up dinner for you. Dinner is ready. Come home. This is taken care of. With my old relationship, I always planned the trips. I always did the itineraries.
Yeah.
Nigga, can you do the itineraries?
Something.
He said, I don't know where to look. Tick tock. Hello?
Yeah. I can relate. And I'll say this because I'm that person. I'm very romantic. I'm so romantic that my ex thought I was cheating. And he also thought I was like doing the same thing for multiple people. Because he was like, there's no way that you're this nice or you're doing this for me and you don't do it for other people. I'm really that guy. And I'm also that way with my friends. My friend lost both of her parents. And for her parents' birthdays, I made her parents' favorite dishes. And I said,
sweet.
I made their favorite dishes and all their favorite foods.
Yeah.
That's just who I am as a friend. Like, I want my friends to feel good. And I just want to cater to them. I'm very romantic, but I'm also just a lover boy.
That online, you're going and tell, like, the other day, you was like, guys, if you're going down the road, be safe. I'm like, yo, he's such a caring person.
Yeah, I love people. But this is the thing. I don't expect, because I haven't really had much people do it for me, I don't expect anything back. What I do is genuine. It would be great to find a guy that has the same characteristics as me, but I don't expect it. So if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. But if it does, oh, please don't do that, because death to us part.
But you know, when I do get a guy that give it back, he don't be the best looking. But, because also... I don't know how to receive it. Because now, like, I had people buy me stuff, and it's just like, why you wouldn't buy me that? Like, maybe because I wasn't used to it before. And then it's like, now you're trying to do it for me? Because at the end of the day, when we get in an argument, I don't need you saying, I did this for you, did this for you, this for you.
Putting in your face.
Because now I got to throw everything out the fucking window.
That's not a real friend, and that's not a real relationship. Ain't if you do something for somebody genuine, it's because it's genuine. Yes. You'll know it's not genuine when they start throwing things back. I don't need to talk about what I've done for you, what I bought for you, and I don't expect nothing back. If I buy you something as a friend or in a relationship, it's because I genuinely wanted to do it for you. I don't need you to give me nothing back. I don't care.
Period.
Yeah.
And I'm always the type to be like, when somebody do something for me, I'm not used to it. So I feel like, oh, I got you, or oh, I owe you. But it's like, hold on, get your blessing.
Right.
You don't
want
to buy nothing. They want to do that for you.
Yeah.
Well, can I just say, maybe it's because I'm drunk right now, but I'm just sitting here and absorbing the moment. I'm just so happy to be here with y'all.
No, like, this is like, good. It's really, like we just really like chilling. Like, we could be like at somebody's house. Like, we just,
yeah, right. I'm so proud of you, Billy. I want to give you your flowers before this podcast is over because I see the endless times that you put in. I see how you show up. I see how you edit. You edit every episode of the podcast.
And do.
You do all the social media clips. You do a lot of work. And I do that for our pod because that's my specialty. That's what I love to do. And I know it's not easy. You know, and I know that you're you know, winging this by yourself right now, but you're doing a great job. You always have
amazing
different topics. It's never repetitive. It's always different. It spice it up. You make your guests feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And you give 110%.
Stop before I start crying.
I'm manifesting for you whatever that you're believing God for, whatever, whoever you believe in, that is going to happen for you tenfold.
Absolutely.
I'm going to support you until the wheels fall off.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. There's something I keep telling Wolf that you keep saying to that you said to me. And I was like, Wolf, Jacob said, millions of people deserve to see me. And I'm like, I just got to get in front of those millions of people. And that means so much to me. So thank you. And thank you for giving me an opportunity to work with y'all. Like, it means a lot.
Yeah, no, it means a lot that you even have us as a guest. It's equal.
Us, like, come
we're
on,
no
man.
Better than nobody.
Exactly.
And listen, and I always tell people, too, don't look at the numbers. Because guess what? All you have to do is just reach one person. Because that one person could be going through something. You can inspire that one person.
Yep.
Exactly. You never know when your time. Mm-hmm. And your time may not have happened yet, but it's going to happen for you, Billy, because you put in so much work.
Thank you.
So you may not feel it or see it now, but it's going
to
happen.
Listen, y'all might have to come back when y'all come to New York, baby. And fuck it up.
Oh, well, I'm ready to fuck it up. And since your audience is mainly in New York, is this my close up, the blue one, Wolf? New York, I'm coming on the 24th through the 26th. If you want to take me on a date, please hit a boy up, okay?
Because
I'm outside. I'm so thirsty. And Amber has never been on a date. Actually,
oh, sorry. I have been on a date.
Sorry, she had her
first date
this year.
I had my first date. Yes,
she wants to be on a date. Amber. So she likes Rough Rider Hood niggas.
That's it. Don't be soft. Don't
right.
be kind.
Amber, you
so
gotta
take her on a date.
Don't be kind.
No.
The kind niggas is...
Okay, a little kind, but I like a thug. I
me
need
too.
It. I need that
me
aggression.
Too.
Aggression, but have good credit and have legal money. Take my, I'm telling women she needs.
I don't even got good credit.
Take
right
her
now.
On a date.
I can't ask for something.
Be
like
a
that.
Gentleman because I opened the door for Amber. Okay.
You don't like a little nigga to choke you up when you when he mad at you sometimes. Like, yo,
no, I don't mind that. You could be, you can have that. Okay,
now.
But that's different. That's more of like a kiko. That's something that I like in the bedroom. That has nothing to do with what you do for me outside of, as far as a relationship. The bedroom is different because I turn into a demon in the bed.
Yeah,
but I'm topping or bottoming, giving person.
Yeah.
Ooh, I can't relate.
I know you're not judging with
okay,
that pee on your booty crumb.
No, I don't judge. I don't give a damn.
I just making sure it says.
Please.
All right, so real quick, nitpicking. The things I nitpick at is table manners. Don't be smacking.
It's so funny to think about. I don't even think about no shit like
that. Yo, don't be at the restaurant like, miss. Like, yo, excuse me. Yeah,
That's me.
Oh, sorry.
No, you
Amber turned into a food critic, everything.
Everywhere I go, excuse me, why is my napkin not on the right side? What's going on? My glass has a little stain here.
Yes.
It took 30 minutes for my drink to come out. I need a manager. Yeah,
when I tell you on Easter, we went to an all-you-can-eat buffet. The total was like $250, and they comped our whole meal because Amber complained. I loved it.
From 200 to 0.00.
Thank you, Jesus.
That was a good Easter.
Another thing I do at nitpick is I can't date somebody less than 5.5 inches. You have to be, 5'10".
How you talking about that thing?
You know, you can't be 5'10 or taller. Like, I like a little tall. Like, maybe I'm immature. I can't really date no one shorter than me.
Okay.
But I like my height or a little like under here.
I used to be like that, but I'm 6 foot and I'm learning a lot of men are not like 6 foot. And that's fine for me. Like, and you know what's so crazy? One of my, I can't say it's a fetish because that's not right. I would be very open to having.
With a midget.
Yeah. We call them a small person.
Excuse me.
Ooh, you
but, oh, my God.
Allie, if you watch it, I'm sorry about that.
Sorry. A little person.
A little person. Yes. I would be open to that.
A little person.
Yeah, I have a thing about them just, you know,
you said that
dominating
a lot, too.
Me.
Mm.
Absolutely dominating me, having their way. I want them to feel big.
See, I don't care about the height, but I care about size. I'm big, so I like them skinny. I like skinny.
I like a bear. I don't mind a bear.
Like, you're too big. See, I don't. He's too thick. I like skinny man. Just give an example.
Really?
Yeah.
Real you like skinny. Bony man.
Real, not yeah. Skinny.
Yeah.
But I like a skinny. Nice dad bod, but the I'm puff slim. Muscles.
You're not slim.
Oh, let me stand
down. Amber.
You're not slim. I'm please. Not slim. Jacob, you have you metal right here. Well, I know I'm big. That's thank why I like them skinny. This is skinny.
Feel my abs,
Jacob, babe. You're thick.
Oh, well, I'll take that. I show him.
The booty thick.
I'm crying. And the last thing I nitpick. All right, nitpick. If you don't have a sense of humor, if you're not ambitious, I mean, that's not really nitpicking. Deal breaker, it's a deal breaker if you work at McDonald's. I'm sorry. Bye, 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 bye. Like, I work in the food industry too, but I make over six figures as a manager. Like, I can't date you when you're talking about my 725 check ain't hitting. You feel me?
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's not, no. Because how you going to take, I'm at the point where I need to be selfish. Can you take me out on a date? I don't need you to save 13 checks before you can take me out on a date.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Because 4 year checks, I get paid in 1 week. That's humble flex, but, you know.
Do y'all shit then.
Right.
That's it.
I love that, friend. That's why you be double recording, triple recording every week.
Bulk recording.
Bulk recording.
I'm like, nice.
You film all the episodes in one day? Look, me and Amber, we can do one episode. Peace. See you next week.
And that's it. See the next time. Hell nah.
Bulk recording is so much easier, though. Like, I love it, but it is a lot of fucking money.
You know what it is? It's because me and Amber like to go outside every week. Almost.
Every week.
So on Friday, we film and then we go outside right after.
Well, try 1 week bulk recording. You're going to see like, ooh, I don't got it. It was one time I bulk recorded for like 8 weeks. I didn't have to come to the studio for like a month.
Damn.
I did one episode, like one day, like three episodes, and the next day, like four episodes. And I think I had the extra one in the tuck. Mm-hmm. Remember, Wolf? I didn't come to the studio for like 2 months. It felt good.
Shit.
And you had guests and stuff all like lined up?
I think most was probably solo episodes. But you know, fans love solo episodes anyway.
They do.
Saying it.
They do. Amber hates solo episodes.
You do?
And do.
Amber, watch that show. I love solo episodes. And when y'all had one the other day, I was like, thank God.
Really? Yeah, everybody loves. They keep DMing us.
It's the same thing with Horrible. I
think they're mad at us because we promised a solo episode last week and we didn't feel. But
I love a guest because I'm like, damn, are we boring? We talk about the same shit. Like, no, I don't like.
He watches. Boring. So hold on. Excuse me. From coming from you, you watch our podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. Our solo episodes, is it giving repetitive? Is it different? Is it entertaining?
No. The thing with honest solo feedback. Episodes is you get to see what's going on in your life and you get to catch up with each other. Like I always say, like you're my friend in my head. Mm-hmm. So to be able to hang out with my friends in my head is like, oh my God, like this is so dope. Or with Manny and Weezy, they're friends in my head. So where I actually got to meet them and friends to be friends in my head. Like, so it's just like, yeah, I like the guests. Yay. But I don't give a fuck about them. I'm tuning in to see Jacob and Amber.
Yeah, a lot of people, and even last night I was at a convention with Mandy, and these girls were like lining up to take pictures and go to her booth, and they were all like, Jacob, and they were coming and they were talking to me about the podcast, and they said that they literally binge watch our old solo episodes. They say we watch every episode, but because when you guys don't film, because they said we skip weeks, they're like, we go back and watch your like one-on-ones. So for me, I was like, really, you go back and watch those? But hey, I mean, everybody, your audience, you got to listen to your audience.
Yeah, they'll tell. First of all, they was telling me the other day, if you go back with this nigga, solo episodes is the way. Throw a little guest in there, a little razzle dazzle sometime. But like Wolf, he's not a guest no more. He's a third co-host. You know, he just used most of his PTO time. That's it.
Yeah, I love when Wolf is on a pod.
I hate it.
Yo, boy, you love it.
Because they attack. Because when him and Renee was together, they will always be against me. And I'll be like, damn, am I the toxic one? Or y'all just pop? And they be like, Billy, you doing this for the pod? No!
Ooh. I will say, I do like you and Renee's chemistry.
Oh, that's nice. But I like me and Will's better.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, so the next topic is wacky laws, relationship laws that you might be breaking. So these laws, whether they are relevant to today or serve a purpose at one point in the time, these are some laws that are in the law books and might need to be revised. All right, so this is from ClarkLawGroup.com, and I'm going to go over some laws in some states that sounds crazy, but they're actual laws.
Okay.
So I brought this up because in New York City, it's illegal to cheat on your partner. And if you cheat, you could sue the side bitch too. And I did not know that was legal in New York City.
It's illegal to cheat?
It's illegal to cheat in New York City.
Is it like that you, or, you married or
when you're married?
Oh, I thought you meant like.
But if that's the case, you know how many people could go to jail? Are you fucking shitting me?
It's a lot of married people cheating.
Hello, my stepfather would have been locked up because I know you cheated on my mother, nigga. Oh, ooh, sorry. Anyway,
not mama's tea.
Number one, the first one. It is illegal for a married couple to sleep nude in a rented room in Massachusetts. This law applies to the town of Salem. However, the home of Salem, the home of the Salem witch trials. I love to sleep naked. I would have been locked up. This, the next one. A wife must seek permission from her husband wearing false teeth in Vermont. If a woman wants to wear dentures, whether for comfort or aesthetic reasons, or both, she must gain written permission from her husband. I got
what about veneers?
Get permission from your husband. Mm. The next one is, do not be rude to your mother-in-law, where they got locked up for that. In Wichita, Kansas, a husband may seek fault divorce from a wife who is rude to his mother. And the last one is, kissing cousins are allowed to marry in Utah. First cousins are allowed to marry one another, but only if they're over the age of 65. My question is, if you was to create a law to protect your marriage, what law would you create? Yeah. If you waste my time and you know you're not really into me and you just know that you're using me because I'm a dope-ass nigga, you got to give me $1 million. I don't care how many jobs you got to work. Mm. That's my law. I'm tired of niggas wasting my time, my energy.
Facts, me too. I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
So those laws are crazy. What law would you create?
If you don't pay 80% of the bills, then you have to go to jail and get chilled. Because I need a provider, a rough rider. Even if I have money, I want you to be, you know, financially, like, there for me. Yeah. And I'll do the other
20%. 20% is amazing.
Mm-hmm. I can't think of one. I never planned on even being married, so I just...
Planned on... Why not?
I'm not into that kind of commitment like that.
Okay.
Also, you would cheat.
Yeah, I mean, I cheat regularly. So,
you like non-monogamy? Regularly.
Yeah, after 6 months...
Wait, did you just say you're a cheater in a relationship? Fred, I feel like you are very loyal if you get in a relationship.
I've cheated on Nice.
It's probably because you weren't in love with Nice.
I was.
If you find a man that you're truly in love with...
I cheat. I had another dude.
Why you cheat?
I get bored.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I get bored.
So it's okay for your man to cheat on you?
Well, I mean, it's not okay, but I'm sure it's happened.
And ooh, friend, so you like, maybe y'all have a little threesome, switch it up a little bit so you ain't got to cheat.
Yeah, but who knows, friend?
I believe in fatal attraction. You cheat, I kill you. Oh. Yeah, because fuck you cheated on me for.
Right.
Yeah, because... I'm fucking dope ass.
But how you okay that when you just said that you don't mind if a man cheat on you if it's been only 2 years? It got to be 20 years.
No. If it's been 2 years, I can't cheat. You can't cheat on me because you didn't put enough effort and time. But maybe in 20 years, you could probably explain yourself like, hey, Rick, we was arguing like this, and we wasn't aligned. Okay, 20 years, I'm not just going to end my life because you cheated on me one time. Now, the second time you cheat on me, you dead. Put a little rat poison on your spaghetti.
Yeah, well, y'all do got a lot of rats out there.
Listen, they big, too.
They are big, honey.
Hello? Y'all have rats out here?
No, a little bit. Skid Row.
I'm sure there's rats out here, yeah.
You barely
New
see
York,
them.
Yeah. They when y'all come, they're going to say hi.
I've seen them. I've caught the train. Yeah. I've seen them rats. They love to play dice over there, right on the track.
But I would say I cheated because we spoke about this on the show recently. Like, new attention is great attention. So, because, and I always say, play your role or lose your position. Because if someone else is making me ha-ha-hee-hee, they laughing the drawers off of me. Okay? So don't give nobody else an opportunity to, and yes, it sounds fucked up, but don't give anybody else an opportunity to be able to catch my attention because I don't give nobody else the opportunity to catch your attention. You still want to do that? Like, I really feel like I am a dope-ass nigga. And for you to take advantage of that, now I got to kill you.
Yeah. Stand on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that hurts the most when you give. That's why I said I don't play that cheating shit because I get my all. So, the hell you think this is?
Yep. Well, now it's time for our Pillow Talk segment, and that's our sex segment. And on the way here, me and Wolf was driving around the night streets of L.A. yesterday. And he said something, like, I'm like, yo, you just can't get head from somebody and call it a day. I feel like you could get head from somebody and have a nice day. He was like, whoa, head is intimate. You can't just get head from somebody.
Head is intimate.
So I want to know if you could receive head from somebody and not care and just send them off, or head is like an intimate connection.
I don't like head. I don't want to keep it.
She doesn't even get. She doesn't even give guys head.
Yeah, no.
You don't.
She doesn't like suck a dick. She'll like appreciate.
Cat is enough. I ain't gotta do too much.
No, you don't suck dick.
I have before, but it's not something that has to be done. No. Yeah, no. I'm not.
It's a Olympic sport for me. I love it.
Okay. Like everybody different.
Yeah, like sometimes my mouth. I drool. I'm like, I need some dick.
Right. No. Your size are a little open, so you must you got like a wide mouth a little bit. No shade. Like, you got a wide mouth. You know, so I feel you.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you don't like oral. Is oral important to you?
I don't care to get my dick sucked.
Okay.
I like my ass ate more. I do like to suck dick. I will say I'm good at it. So, okay. But I barely do it. I have to actually, I'm not one of those, Ian, it's crazy because I used to go to bathhouses and like be wild and go have sex and, you know, do all that. Now I'm at a place for life where like I want to even suck your dick, have sex with you or make out with you unless I have like a little connection with you. Like I don't do like the hookups, but I'm not going to hold you. I will probably be a little hoe in New York. I will go to the bathhouse or
you
go to the cop.
You're not going, so I hope you fix that.
Yeah. Even man with something associated. Girl, I'm going to be outside of New York. I'll come back to the hotel room late.
But like when you're on vacation, it don't really count.
That's like, different. It's like once a year. Like when I'm in New York, then I go into that. But no, honestly, and I don't feel like it's an intimate thing. I don't feel like it's an intimate thing. But for me, I'm not going to just suck your dick unless I do have a little bit of a connection with you. Exactly. But I can suck your dick and then you can go to work or go do whatever you got to do.
I think it's like a delicacy a little bit. Like it's like a little...
Especially if it's a pretty dick. It's like, oh, give me that.
Yeah, it's just like, I'm sorry for everybody that's in this room. You're going to hear me talk about sucking dick a lot. That's what I do. But I just feel like... And then I get a lot of flack for saying this on the show. But especially when they have like a little sazon seasoning, the little...
What's sazon seasoning?
Yeah, the little, you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. That little taste where like, hey, my penis been in my drawers all day.
Right, you didn't sour. Yeah, I know what that's about.
Yeah.
You like that, friend?
I've had it before.
Like musty dick?
I done had a man fuck me and I done been to the gym and he just want to put it in his thing, but it was good, though.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Jacob, you never did that?
Come on, you're not, because you said a guy put it in from the back and you had shit on his dick.
Excuse me.
You're dirty.
So. What is me? Okay, so let's talk about that. Because the girls love to come, but I love with the facts.
But I'm just saying.
What is me sucking a musty dick have to do with me not not douching when somebody bend me over and put it in?
You know, dirty is dirty.
That's fine. Okay, that's fine, but if it's in my mouth.
I said what I said.
The shit wasn't in his mouth. It was on his dick.
But still,
and I wasn't douched. And it doesn't matter.
His whole
dick. Well, the piss went on your leg. How about that? That's disgusting.
Wow, that's on the outside.
It doesn't matter. It drizzled into your booty cracks.
It's okay. Thanks.
You lost. But to answer your question, absolutely
thank
not.
You.
Your dick needs, if it's musty, I will throw up on your dick. Because I'm very sensitive to smell.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I do not like a musty dick. Now, if your balls, you know, are a little...
But it's not really musty. Let's take up the...
It's not very musty.
If there's a scent that I don't like, I won't suck your
dick. It's not a scent. It's just like, ooh, you've been in the boxes a little too
like
long.
Like, you had them Nike Tech sweats on.
Yeah.
All day. Ooh, shit.
A little, ooh. Woo. It's like a special treat. Ooh.
Yes. I need a man. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what that is. That's a man.
Maybe
thing.
If I love
man,
you.
Exactly.
Maybe if I love you. You know, when you love somebody, you do anything.
Okay.
I haven't... met that guy that put his musty dick in my mouth yet that I was in love with. Yeah.
But you know, and then, Amber, we don't paint shame. Some people shit on dicks by accident.
Look, I talked about that on Horrible. It went viral. Overall, mainly people saw that. I don't give a damn. I shit it on the dick and I'll let y'all know again. I did.
That's just, you know, it's not the cleanest.
It sure wasn't.
That's what
I ate before. No, that's not what we do because my hole is usually squeaky clean. Let's be very clear.
I don't know about that life. I'm sorry.
I literally had it. So let me tell you the story because since you want to talk about it. No, it was.
You said it's raggedy story.
Oh, but you love to bring up the raggedy story. Okay, mute. So there was a Nigerian guy that hit me up and he was like, you know, come over. So I came over to the house and I just had ate before. I thought we were going to make out and just chill. I didn't know that he wanted me to go straight to the room, bend over, and you know, and I didn't have time. So I went and took like a little whole bath in the bathroom, but I didn't get deep enough. So his dick was really big. It was about 10 inches girth.
Oh, yeah,
it was 10 inches and girthy. He put it in. He activated that food I just had, honey, and just a little bit of shit got on his dick. And he said I was dirty and kicked him out of his apartment. Well, I guess so. So it
it's
happened
the booty hole. What do you expect?
Oh, I shit it on that dick. I sure did.
I shit it.
And I exited stage left, went home, took a shower, and I went on my merry way. Life happens, darling.
And does.
Yeah. And you said solo episodes aren't... I will watch this all day.
Are you that's all me? We do on our solo episodes, go back and forth.
Yeah, that's
what we want to see.
Right.
But too bad I can't have any more solo episodes because I'm solo. But it's solo over here. All right, so now I'm going to go to have a life after 25. And I need some advice because Confessions of a Sugar Baby.
Coming soon.
I need some advice before we get out of here. Sugar baby, tell do you have a sugar poppy?
Hell no, I got sugar shit.
She's sugar mama.
All right, so I want to know, how did you first get into the sugar baby lifestyle?
Being broke, I was. Let me tell you something. It's so crazy to me because actually, I'm genuinely attracted to older men. I've always been very sexually attracted to them. Something about it. My porn category. I literally just masturbated like last night about thinking about older men.
You did say that you want to fuck Joe Biden.
I did, and I still do. And let me just say
I
this:
fuck Trump.
Hey, go ahead. Shit, I'm not judging. As long as you get a part of that hotel, we about to go to New York. So that'd be perfect to stay at the Trump. When I was 18 years old, my first guy that I was talking to was like 50 years old. And he used to just pick me up and take me out to eat. I wasn't out to my mom or nothing, so he picked me up around the corner to my house. And that's when I first started to be like, oh my God, he's giving me money and just like buying me food. Then I was trying to move to LA and I met a guy in San Francisco and he would want me to step on his back and he would pay me money to just step on his back. He was old. He was like 82 years old. He just want, he liked
82 and stepping on his back?
Yeah, something about that just turned him on. And he wanted me to say derogatory words to him and just, you know, basically humiliate him.
Okay.
So I did that. And I was like, ooh, that made a little money. That's cute. You know, when you're younger back then, that money that you're getting, you're like, wow, okay, I can do this. Yeah. So then I moved to LA and I met a guy. There's a website called Mint Boys. I've been doing this for years where I teach people like on YouTube how to get a sugar daddy. I was the only African-American gay boy that on YouTube. So that blew up and I would just help people do that. And so when I met my sugar daddy, that's when I learned that you don't got to do none of these things to this man because my sugar daddy literally just loves to go out to dinner and just talk. He talks, talk. But because he has... my sugar daddy has cancer and he had it for years. And he also hasn't had sex in 15 years and he has a partner. Okay? So as soon as the pandemic happened, it was a wrap for me seeing him. He didn't want to go outside. He wanted to stay in the house because he didn't want to catch COVID and die, right? So just because I didn't see him, because I've already put in that work by going to dinner and just having an organic relationship, I always tell people, if you want a sugar daddy, make them feel like you really do care because I actually do care about my sugar daddy. Even if he never gives me another dime, he gave me enough.
See, my problem is I don't have time to care. I got too much shit in my life to be.
Yeah, but it's not even that you got to care to all their needs. He's not like a needy person, but like as a friendship, I'm there for him as a friend. I listen to him talk. He likes to tell jokes. You know what I mean? He's actually pretty funny.
So where can me and Amber find a sugar daddy?
What the fuck?
Well, he lived right by, not too far from you, Amber, honey. And he's
like old man though.
Yeah, but you know what?
But for a conversation,
he still pays. He pays. He still sends me money. He's giving me a lot of money, honey, over the years. You know what I mean? Right. It's like monthly. It used to be like 10K.
Monthly?
Yeah. And then it went to like 7K, then 5K. And that was like, it was lower than that, honey. So now.
The times have definitely changed.
It's have changed now. And he has money, but like he's like, now I'm starting to make my own money on the side. Yeah. So it's kind of like it's different. I don't
need him. But you don't tell him about your own money.
I don't ask him for money like that unless I really need it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I'm becoming more financially independent. And I want to show him. He's proud of me. He watches the podcast every once in a while. You know, he knows about our live show. He couldn't make it there. So he sees that I'm actually doing stuff now. So if I need something, he's like, wow, you're, you know.
So when Beyonce tickets dropped for her Renaissance tour, I was on Seeking Arrangements, and I believe I got scammed. That's not
Seeking Arrangements is not good for males. I'm sorry. It's always a whole bunch of, let me send you a cashier's check for $500, and then you go to the bank and you put the cashier's check in, and then 2 days later it bounces, so you're negative. And before it's negative, they're going to ask you to send $150 back just to be like, hey, babe, I just want to make sure that you trust me, so I need you to send me $150 back for security. That's the number one scam.
So where do I go to the sugar baby?
I would say Hinge is a great sugar baby for all my sugar babies out there. Hinge is great.
Okay.
You don't have to live in that city. I'm in London right now on Hinge. I live in London, quote unquote. Palm Springs is great. You can go to Phoenix, Arizona, or you can also go to, there's another part of Arizona I can't even think of a child. I'll send it to you when I think about it, but Arizona is great as well. But the number one city for sugar babies is Atlanta.
And I'm going.
ATL, and so are we. So change your Hinge location to ATL.
Can we find a sugar daddy out there?
You go ahead. I'm cool.
Right?
You know what?
I got a thing for broke niggas.
I told you.
I'm a different type.
No, I understand that,
rare,
though.
I'm sorry.
But you know what's so crazy? I'm so different now. Like, even on my YouTube channel, I haven't posted on that channel in like over 2 years. So one of my friends is a producer. So with the Confessions of a Sugar Baby, I did a sugar baby show. And it blew up. It's at 10 million views on all things right now. So they were like, you should do your own sugar baby show where you just interview sugar babies, right? Mm-hmm. Me now, if I get some bread, I'll probably never ask. I will actually give my sugar daddy some money saying thank you for investing in me in this year. He gave me a lot of money, man, like over this year. Right? He never asked for nothing. And I'm a little needy. So I'm like, thank you for putting up with me and help investing in my career, because he did.
All right, well, I'm going to change my Hinge profile because I'm like, Amber, I got a thing for broke niggas. Mm-hmm. I feel like I could heal the world, make it a better place.
I'm telling you.
For you and for me. Like,
what you put on your Hinge profile? Do you put that you like to travel? You enjoy fancy dinners?
No.
Lavish parts of life?
No, I don't put all that. But now I know to put all of that shit, and I'm going to give me a sugar motherfucking daddy.
Right.
I just don't have time to entertain nobody that I'm not really interested in. But, hey, I work at a job right now that I'm not really interested in, so I can entertain. And before we go, I want to know, what is the biggest misconception people have often about sugar babies?
That we sleep with the sugar daddies.
Mm. Yeah.
A lot of men, and maybe I'm just speaking for a male perspective because I don't know what the girls have to do. I do have a friend that is a sugar baby and she doesn't have to sleep with some of these men. These men are just fucking filthy. And some men just like a conversation. Some men just like you to like go get coffee with them and they vent to you. Some men just like to have you walk around the house with basketball shorts on and a sweat outfit. Like everybody has their kinks. Like even the man, he wanted me to pee in a bottle. $500. I didn't have to kiss him or fuck him or do nothing. He just wanted to see me pee in a bottle and drink it.
Yeah, no.
So it just all depends on that. And then also just being secure with who you are, knowing that even if you do it in the dark, it can always be exposed to the light and you have to be comfortable with people judging you. Because, you know, I have people judging me. Even my mom, like, she didn't judge me, but she knew I had a sugar daddy. She's like, Jacob, you know, all these people are watching your videos and you're inspiring people to have a sugar daddy. Like, how do you feel about that? I'm like, well, this is just what I do. And you wasn't complaining. I'm buying flights for you to come out. Hello, makeup artist, hair done. You know what I mean? Trips to Jamaica. So my thing is, it's just you have to be comfortable with who you are and just be confident and give zero fucks. Because at the end of the day, the people that judge you are not going to pay your bills.
Yes.
Right.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Well, because you can't speak on sugar daddiness, what is your life after 25 tip for our supporters?
Hell. No, I'm just paying up. Damn, okay. Why you okay? Damn, God. Life is just life in general?
Yeah, like give us advice. Organize your schedule or...
And stay prayed up.
Ain't, no, that's a word.
No, for real.
That's a word.
Keep God first. Stay prayed up.
That's a word.
Keep your faith. It's hard out here. It's hard times, you know?
Yeah.
That's all I can say. It's bad.
Yes.
And being patient.
I don't have patience, so I'm not going to say that.
So this is the thing. And this, I'm just going to say this real quick. Because Amber has been grinding for years. Like you say, you've known her for years. I've known her, who she was for years. Everybody knows who she was. So I feel like now there's an opportunity that's coming for us. And she is going to be, you know, giving her flowers, right? Even if it's not like on the Grammys or a big platform. It's like she has the city of New York that is about to give her, you know, a letter because she has influenced a lot of people. So I feel like that's great. And, you know, she's been like, wow, I've been an underdog. I've been that girl. I'm the OG. Yep. And nobody gives me my flowers. So patience, you know, maybe it wasn't meant for you to get your flowers in, but this is a start. Now, you're going to get your flowers now, and then it's going to continue.
And that's why I say stay prayed up because, you know, mentally, like, you know me, mentally, sometimes I get mentally unstable. I get down. I get depressed. Nobody sees that because I always come. I show up. I'm always happy and stuff. But sometimes I'm not feeling the best. And I can't show the world all the time. I'm like, damn, what's wrong with her? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I stay prayed up. I keep going. And stuff happens.
Stuff happens.
Stuff happens.
Bitch, me too.
You know.
It's only a dollar, bitch. It's like, hi.
Well, I want to say thank you guys for coming on this show. I appreciate y'all. And it's just, I'm speechless. I don't even know what else to say after that. But thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm glad to be out here. And, thank you for Wolf for coming out here to LA with me. Thank you, Clara, for coming in.
Shout out to New York.
Yes, New York in the motherfucking building. Make sure and tell our audience where they can find you at.
You can find.
She said that's his job.
You can find us on all streaming platforms. Our podcast is called the Just Us Podcast. Her Instagram is just Living Baby JSTLBBY. Mine is Jacob Willis Official. We will be in New York City from the 23rd through the 26th. Atlanta, Georgia. We are coming the 27th through the 29th.
And we're so excited.
Catch us if you can, baby. Yes.
Thank you, y'all, for tuning in to another great episode of 25 and Over Club. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe, and tell a friend. And leave a review on Apple Podcasts because, we need to go up on those motherfucking charts. Later.